Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Today's show, of course, sponsored by Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon, where we are in Newark, Delaware. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Come on out today. We are in Newark, Delaware, doing the show at Klondike Kate's. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Newark, Delaware. We're in Newark, right?
Yeah, we are in Newark,
Newark
Delaware. Yeah.
Newark, Delaware, yeah. Just want to say for all the gamers out there, It's the 45th anniversary of Pac-Man. So to all the gamers out there, game on. And it's mischief night, so it's probably going to be a little off the chain today.
It will be, yes. And this show could be off the chain. That's the way we usually are. I leave you guys to your own devices for one day, and I hear that you put Snoop Huntley as the number two quarterback in pro football. I got TK's got the Sixers in the NBA Finals. I mean, I had to come back to restore some order around here.
Well, TK's a little different. TK's already talking about, you know, TK's the type of guy that if a girl smiles at him, he's ready to go buy a wedding ring. If he wasn't married already.
Oh, yeah, he's got kids.
He's already married.
Yeah,
he's already married.
Poor
but if
TK,
he wasn't.
Yeah.
He would be that guy.
Yeah, he would be.
That would buy a wedding ring. I told him, and I tried to tell him, just enjoy the season, man. It's a great start. Tyrese Maxey is coming into his own, which I totally enjoy. And Vijay Adichie looks great. He looks like he's going to be a player.
He does. Listen, we got a lot to talk about today. Week 9 in the NFL starts tonight. The Eagles, of course, on a bye, but a lot to discuss here. They made a trade yesterday, which we want to get to really kind of unpack what that means, what Howie Roseman did yesterday. We'll get to a Daily Dose of A.J. Brown rumors, which never seem to stop here. And Temple head coach Casey Keeler is going to join us in a little bit. Hugh, before we jump into everything, though, I just want to – and Kyle, of course, back in the studio. And we're on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. We want to offer our condolences as a show, Hugh, to radio legends in this city yesterday passed on. Harry Donahue is with KYW for decades and decades. Temple football, Temple basketball. He was the voice a lot of people that grew up in the Delaware Valley heard calling those school cancellations back in the day with Snowman. Harry Donahue's voice was a big one in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and we wish condolences to his family. And then, of course, also Hugh, Pierre Robert, a music radio icon. I was in the car yesterday because I was out taking my son to a doctor's appointment. I heard Spike make the announcement. I never met Pierre.
I don't think I've met him either.
But everyone that gave their condolences today, I heard people call on the morning show. Everyone he seemed to run into over the 41 years he was in Philadelphia, he seemed to touch. He seemed like a wonderful guy. Loved music, obviously. And he was just, regardless of what station anyone's on, like when someone that's been here in this city and has that kind of impact for that many years passes on, we all feel it in the radio industry.
Yeah, I heard, like, I've never met him, Joe, but I heard he was a really nice person, man. I really did. I heard that he really was.
He seemed like a great person and an icon. I mean, 41 years doing what he did. So we wish our condolences to Pierre's family and Harry's family. And if you want to chime in today, if you knew those guys, if you met them, just obviously we're all familiar with their voices and their work for all those years. You're welcome on our show to give your condolences. Well, we wish real true condolences to the Pierre's family and Harry's family. All right, Hugh, so we got a lot to discuss today, but sometimes, Hugh, when there's an elephant in the room, right, on the Midday Show, we attack it. We don't let those elephants go. And sometimes they're bad elephants, right? Sometimes they're like, yeah. I mean, Odyssey paid handsomely for that elephant, so we got to use it when we have it. Hugh, sometimes there's those elephants like, uh-oh, we got to address this. And then other times, there's something like under our nose that is a good thing that I think we have to address. And we touched on a little bit on Monday when the show was coming to an end, but I don't think we're talking about this enough because it should be something that I would say, I don't know, 99% of the city of Philadelphia should embrace right now.
Was that the Sixers?
Well, no, we should embrace then. But I would say other than maybe Jack. I mean, I know they had the intervention yesterday for Jack.
You're talking about that organic candy? He did wrong for that.
I actually don't mind the organic candy. But yesterday they were trying to have
They
were trying to have an intervention for Jack on the Jalen Hurts front. And what a time to do it.
Oh, because Jack's a hater.
Yes, an admitted one. But what a time to do it on the Jalen Hurts front because, you know, we have ourselves here for the first time in, I would say, 4 years is 2022. We have ourselves a quarterback who is a legitimate.
Legit threat-a-ment.
Not just a threat-a-ment. He's an NFL MVP candidate. And I would say right now, as we enter week nine, right, they're going to play the first game of week nine tonight, the Dolphins and the Ravens. I would say right now, Jalen Hurts is a smart bet to win the NFL MVP. I think there is a reasonable chance he's going to win the award. He's 20-1 right now on FanDuel Sportsbook. And, Hugh, I was kind of looking at it this morning, and your first thought is, well, I mean, is Jalen Hurts really going to win the award? And I don't know if he is, but I would say this. He checks a lot of boxes, and I think he's going to check a lot of boxes by the end of the season. So I always think with MVPs, they got to have a few things. They got to have the stats, right? They have to have some big numbers. Jalen Hurts' numbers are starting to pick up here. We talked about last week the passing game and where it's been. It kept going last week, 4 touchdown passes. He now has 20 touchdowns to 1 interception, 20 total touchdowns to 1 pick.
That's pretty impressive.
We're not even halfway through the season. I mean, guys, you don't have to be that big of a mathematician to do the math. If he gets close to 40 total touchdowns and 5 to 7 interceptions, that's MVP numbers. And he might be better than that when it comes to interceptions. So the stats are there for the first time for him since 2022. He also has the narrative. Last year, he did not have the narrative, Hugh. The narrative on the Eagles was what? Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
That's not the story of the Eagles this year. The running game has not been there. I know it was on Sunday, and Saquon had his first big game. But this year, as the Eagles have gotten to 6-2, they're not there because of Saquon Barkley and his stats. They're not there because the number one defense. If you have to assign some sort of credit to the 2025 Eagles, Jalen Hurts is probably the first place you look. It's not like last year. And then you throw in the drama of A.J. Brown. He has to overcome all this other stuff going on around the team. So he's got the stats. He has the narrative. And he's got a path to be the one seed. If you look up, Hugh, at guys that win the MVP, they're usually on the number one seed, right? Wild card quarterbacks, wild card players don't get the MVP. It's usually a guy that leads his team to 13 or 14 wins. Well, the Eagles have a chance to get there, especially in this division. So I see the stats. I see a path to the one seed. I see the narrative. And I look at the competition right now, and here are the names above him in MVP odds. I got Patrick Mahomes. He beat him already this year. Josh Allen gets a chance to beat him late December. Drake May, it's a wonderful story. He's also been sacked the second most times in the NFL. I wonder if he's going to stay healthy. Matthew Stafford, Jalen Hurts beat him. Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Hurts can beat him. They play each other the next few weeks. And then Jonathan Taylor, he's had a great year, but we saw it last year. Running backs don't win this award anymore. Hugh, I'm thinking about betting on it right now. 20-1, Jalen Hurts to win the NFL MVP. I think it's a smart bet. Hugh, what are you feeling this morning?
Well, I will say this before I go into my little spiel. I did bet on that. I think it's a long shot, but I like the odds. $2 is going to give me like $44. So,
wow, anything to you after
big
that.
Spend, hey, yeah. Big spender, you know me.
Uh-oh.
Get that $44. It's going to buy me some bread and some soda.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I was going to say eggs, but I'm not so sure these days.
Yeah, eggs. Yeah. That's not my price bracket. But I would say that, you know, you've rattled off some compelling stats, no question about that. But I feel like a lot of times especially when it comes to MVP, it's about popularity. It's about timing. It's kind of like, you know, the college football awards and stuff like that. And I think that the guy, even though you didn't mention his name, I think that Josh Daniels is going to be a real threat to get that award because of what he's been able to do in Indianapolis. Indianapolis since he's been there,
man. Oh, Daniel Jones.
You said Josh Daniels,
and I was wondering
who that is. That's what I meant. Daniel Jones. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Daniel Jones.
I think it's going to be Daniel Jones, man, because of the story that he's been. And the fact that, you know, Jim Irsay's daughter, she's been on the sideline, and she's been an integral part in that. I just think that's the feel-good story in the NFL. a lot of times when we look at these MVP voting and everything like that, it feels like it's more about a popularity contest and the feel-good side of the NFL. And it just feels like Daniel Jones, Josh Daniels, Daniel Jones is that guy.
I mean,
right
there
now.
Is a Josh Allen. There is a Jaden Daniels.
I didn't put two people's names together.
The funny part is when you first said, I thought you were referencing one of Allen or Daniels. You know, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels. In fact, you were referencing neither.
No, I wasn't. Daniel Jones. That's what I was referencing. But that's the feel-good story, man. When you look at, especially, and I feel like this, Joe, especially coming off the heels of what Saquon Barkley did when he left the Giants.
Yeah.
And to have another player who was vilified, ridiculed, whatever you want to say, was considered a bust in New York.
Sure.
To have him go somewhere else and have two players go back to back and have really, really good seasons. I think that's the storyline.
So it is a big story. And by the way, Daniel Jones is tied with Jalen Hurts, 20-1 odds to win the MVP right now. So the odds right now are Mahomes, Allen, May, Stafford, Love, Jonathan Taylor, Jared Goff, and then Baker, Hurts, Daniel Jones, all at 20-1. Look, I'm not telling you Jalen Hurts is definitely going to win it, but I think it's a smart bet at 20-1.
I took it.
I know you did, but
I took it.
But now you're telling me Daniel Jones is going to win. Jaden Daniels.
No, I just feel like
Josh Allen.
When you think about the NFL,
I'm a Hurts hater, Hugh Douglas.
No, I'm not. But when you think about the NFL, and you think about Jalen Hurts is playing well. But what do you think the knock is going to be on Jalen Hurts? He's on a stacked roster.
See, I think that was clearly the knock last year. I don't think that's the case this year. The Eagles' defense, I haven't looked it up. But what do you think it ranks? Middle of the pack?
Yeah.
10th maybe?
Yeah.
It's not last year's defense. He doesn't have last year's running game. A.J. Brown's now going to – he already missed the game. Mm-hmm. And who knows what's going on the next week, right? Mm-hmm. And there's obviously drama. So I actually think of all the years, this is the year where Jalen Hurts' case matches up with – the best stats he's had in 4 years. And look at the passing game. It's starting to percolate here the last few weeks. If he keeps going, I'm telling you this. I'm going to make a prediction right now. If the Eagles win their next two games, which would be over the Packers in Green Bay and then over the Lions here in Philadelphia, right? That would mean he would play Jared Goff, who's ahead of him in the odds, Jordan Love is ahead in the odds, and the Eagles would be the number one seed in the NFC at that point.
Mm-hmm.
If they win the next two games and Jalen Hurts plays well in each of those games, that means he'll have beaten Baker, Stafford, Love, Goff this season. He's going to be right there with Mahomes and Allen as the MVP favorite entering, you know, the middle of November.
And you know what? With all that being said, you have a pundit, and he's one of our good friends that refuses to give him his props.
Who's that?
Jack.
You think Jack Fritz is going to cost Jalen Hurts
MVP? No, what I'm saying is this. I think Jack is a microcosm of how larger pundits see it. Because everything you said is true, and we've talked about Jalen a lot over the last couple of weeks, and it's, some of it's been good, and some of it's been bad, but it's been better lately. But you still have those individuals that are in positions that are still not going to give him his props.
So I hear that, and I don't think if we're talking about talent, like physical talent, he'll ever be considered the same as an Allen or a Mahomes. But this is the first time, I would say, in 4 years, the numbers are starting to match the wins, right?
Yeah.
Like the wins are always there. And that's like, do you give him credit? Do you give whatever? But again, he has 20 total touchdowns to one interception. If he does that in the second half and they end up the one seed and he's close to 40 touchdowns and five or fewer picks, that's MVP stuff. Guys win MVP.
I would say this. Jalen, in order for Jalen to win it, it has to be a no-brainer. It has to be those numbers you just said, like 40 TDs and something like that. It has to be that because – and I'm not picking on Jack, but
well, that's okay. You can pick on Jack.
You're definitely picking on Jack.
This is
the third time you mentioned him so far.
No, but I'm saying because it's
the intervention didn't work yesterday.
I feel like it's one of those things where it's a bigger picture in there, because no matter what Jalen does, you just have some individual, and I respect Jack for that, for sticking to his guns, and he doesn't like Jalen, and he's sticking to that.
So I think you have a point on, there's some people probably out there that vote on this.
They're going to refuse to give him those props.
It could be. I do think this is different than last year. The roster is not as loaded around him. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Emmanuel Acho a couple days ago reacting after the Eagles took apart the Giants. I talk about Hurts and that MVP candidacy.
Jalen Hurts has to be in the MVP conversation, because I'm watching a game today. I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. In the midst of all the wide receiver distractions, and sometimes disregard the distractions, in the midst of the absence of A.J. Brown, you go out there and you get four touchdowns versus a New York Giants team that's incredibly hungry, that's incredibly ticked off, and that's just coming off of a loss versus the Denver Broncos and has probably the best overall pass rush in the National Football League. You ain't got A.J. Brown. So you go out there and you do it with Smitty, Jahan Dotson, and Dallas Goedert. You're finally starting to get active. The week before, you go out there and you get 3 touchdowns with no interceptions. Now, all of a sudden, Jalen Hurts has 15 passing touchdowns. These are not tush-push touchdowns, people. 15 passing touchdowns and 5 rushing touchdowns to just one interception? These are MVP-type numbers. I don't know if anybody in football, you'll have to go fact-check me, I don't know if anybody in football has more total touchdowns than Jalen Hurts when you include the passing and the rushing. This is not one of those years where Jalen Hurts has 17 rushing touchdowns and 23 passing touchdowns. That's not what I'm talking about.
He's right. I mean, he's right. Last year, I felt, was the opposite. Last year, I said on this radio station he was a passenger in the car riding to a Super Bowl. He's not this year. The offensive line, we've all seen him, hasn't been as great. The running back has not been as prolific. The wide receiver, his numbers are down, and there's trade rumors about him every day. The constant on the offense has been Hurts. That's MVP stuff. I mean, that's what, and they're on their path. Now, they got to finish it, but they're on a path to have a high seed again in the NFC playoffs. Let's hear Ray Dittinger chiming in a couple days ago on this subject. Seems like he leans more towards you, Hugh, where, yeah, he might deserve it, but maybe won't get it. Here is Ray Dittinger.
Yeah, I don't know if he's, you know, in terms of what you mean by most valuable player. Yeah, I think so. But I mean, as the votes would go down, you know, I don't know that Jalen's ever really going to put up those kinds of numbers. I mean, look at the numbers that Daniel Jones is putting up right now. I mean, you're talking about the MVP. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like totally out of left field that we could be having a discussion about Daniel Jones as an MVP. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you look at the way that team is playing and the way he's playing, he would be in that. And I think that if you get to that total season MVP award, I don't know that Jalen's numbers will ever be those kinds of numbers that would get the votes that he would need to win it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he isn't. You know what I mean?
I think
that in terms of what he means and in terms of what he does and in terms of the way he wins, to me, he's an MVP candidate every year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mental gymnastics. That's exactly what I'm talking about right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking a shot at Ray Diddy, but he gave you every reason why Jalen shouldn't be the MVP, except the reason why he should be the MVP.
The one thing he left out, though, and I think it's fair to point out, there's another MVP candidate next to Daniel Jones in his backfield, right? Like, Jonathan Taylor is above him in the odds. So, like, Jones has played well, Hugh. I mean, if he's going to get votes, I wouldn't be surprised at that. He's played great. But it's like last year, right? Like, Jalen played well at times, but he had Saquon next to him.
And it's going to be different.
Yep.
Because the whole story – now, Jonathan Taylor's name has been mentioned more in the last couple of weeks.
Boy, he's got like 3 touchdowns a week. He's been amazing.
The bottom line is Daniel Jones is a story. This is a quarterback-driven league. And the feel-good stories about that position and the resurrection stories are the things that move the meter. Mm-hmm. Remember when Geno Smith came back and he was with Seattle?
Yeah.
And he was the feel-good story? Look at him now. You know what I mean? Because that's the one position in the NFL that moves the meter without a doubt. And to have Daniel Jones go from being considered one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL last year, Joe, to be considered one of the best this year, that's the storyline. That's the narrative.
It's a big one. 215-592-9494. Live at Klondike Case today.
Let me go
ahead
and bet on that, too.
This guy's betting Daniel Jones to win the MVP. What is happening around? Kyle, what are you feeling as we are entering week 9 here? And I feel like Jalen Hurts is a smart bet to win the MVP.
I might put $4 on that one.
Okay. You must have done that.
Can't bet in Delaware. My bad. I got to wait.
Just wait till you get home. We're trying to do a show here.
My bad.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Okay, thank you. So, like, the numbers that you rattled off there, the numbers Acho rattled off there, kind of snuck up on me a little bit, mm-hmm. admittedly. Like, when you put it into that perspective, you're like, man, like, those, you extrapolate that over a whole season, like, those are kind of numbers that I can picture someone winning MVP.
A big old word, too.
It's not. Big word. It's really not.
Big old word.
I think we could figure it out.
Yeah. And, like, if.
Double it, Hugh.
Yeah.
Just double his number.
And if we're talking about them going through this little stretch here, playing the Lions, the Packers, the Cowboys, like they get through that, like 2-1 maybe, or like, you know, even 3-0, then he probably skyrockets up that list of guys with the MVP odds. So like he's plus 2,000 right now, I think I saw.
Yeah.
On FanDuel. Like I think that's a pretty smart bet. Just like looking at it from where we are right now, like he could rise up that very quickly. And I agree with you, sort of like last season, it was Saquon Barkley. It was the defense, and Hurts was sort of like third or tertiary, I guess, in like the hierarchy of why the Eagles are winning football games. But now, if you kind of like zoom out on this whole thing, Saquon's not having a good season. The defense isn't really as good as it's not even close to as good as it was last year. Like the Eagles are winning games probably mostly because of Jalen Hurts. AJ Brown's not even having that good of a season. Like,
and that's how you win the MVP.
That's exactly right.
It reminds me of 2022.
Yep.
2022. And I know there's a lot of people out there probably going to say, well, they'll never vote for Jalen Hurts. The media hates Jalen Hurts. He would have won the MVP in 22 if he didn't get hurt. I mean, he was the favorite right there at Mahomes. I think I had a pretty sizable bet on him that year. I think he was going to win the MVP if not for getting hurt in that game in Chicago. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Good morning, Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
Good morning, Will. What's up?
All right. You know, Jalen, yes, he should be mentioned in them categories, man. Because, like, you know, what don't you like about Jalen? I mean, he overcomes everything that people say he can't do, and he shows everybody. But what I want to say is, like, with Daniel Jones, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, once you get to build a team around these guys, right, and you give them good, like, a good offensive coordinator, they can show you what they can do, especially with Jalen. As you see now that the playbook is being expanded, that the players is being activated, now we're moving the ball, man. And this is all that Jalen ever needed. And you know, a lot of people may argue that. But as you see his performance in the Super Bowl, and in both Super Bowls, and the season right now, man, Like, long as we got them good plays coming in, he's going to execute them. Even though he was uncomfortable with doing what he was doing this season, guess what? He's starting to get comfortable.
Well, you could see that. Look at the last few weeks. I mean, the last few weeks, his numbers are on par with anybody. We're talking about for that 3 week span before this last game, it was 300 yards a game, and then this last game, he didn't have as many yards, but he threw for 4 touchdowns.
Why would you want to give a man an MVP?
Come on, Hugh. Why wouldn't you want to give the man the MVP?
Peter, Hugh.
Whatever it takes to win. If he's got to improve, whatever. Oh, he do it every year since he's been a starter.
See, Will gets it. Will should be a voter.
Get his man his flowers this season, man. He deserves it. And guess what? We're going to keep winning. And Jalen, listen, keep doing what you need to do, baby. AJ, listen, we need you to get on board, baby. We're looking for a repeat, baby, and we're going to need you.
Now we're talking, Will. We appreciate the phone call. All right, 215-592-9494. I think Jalen Hurts right now is checking every box of an NFL MVP. The numbers are there. For the first time in a few years, the numbers are there. He's beaten already some of this competition. He's got a chance to beat head-to-head the rest of the competition. They have an inside track to the one seed, and he's got the narrative this time. This is not about the Eagles' defense this year. It's not about their running game this year. It's not about their offensive line this year. Jalen's been the constant. I think Jalen Hurts is a smart bet to win the NFL MVP. Agree, disagree? Where do you come down? Hater Hugh disagrees here. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, coming up on the other side, Howie made a trade yesterday. The deadline is coming up on Tuesday. Howie Roseman made a trade for a cornerback. We're going to unpack it. It's not as simple as, hey, we got this guy, plug him in on the outside. No, it's a little more complicated. He could be a good player, but how do the Eagles use him? What is the next domino to fall? That's next. Midday Show live at Klondike Kate's Restaurant in Saluda, Newark, Delaware. Come on out. Enjoy food and drink specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Well, if Jalen Hurts keeps this up, he might just be the best around, win an NFL MVP award under his belt. I think he's a smart bet at 20-1 right now to win the NFL MVP. It is the Midday Show. We're live today, sponsored by Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon, where we are in Newark, Delaware. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Come on out for lunch and hang out with us today. All right, Hugh, we'll get back to the phone lines and the conversation on Jalen Hurts. Is he a smart bet to win the MVP? I say yes. I think he's checking a lot of boxes right now, including the narrative, his statistics, which are better than they have been in a while here, and the competition. I mean, he's got a real chance to beat almost every quarterback in the mix with him. And if he wins all these head-to-head games and they have the number one seed, I think he could win the award. Hater Hugh disagrees, but you're kind of being a Fritz.
Just kind of listening to what's being said, because even Kyle kind of couched it a little bit when he was talking about.
I heard Kyle say he was betting on Jalen Hurts.
He said kind of. He said he was saying kind of and sort of.
Well, hold on. He's plus 2,000. Is kind of sort of.
Right. He's not a favorite.
But that's what I'm saying. You're sitting here. You know, you're beating the drum saying he's the favorite.
No, I didn't say that.
Everybody's kind of.
I didn't say that. I said he's a smart bet because he's not the favorite. Here's what I'll say.
I bet on him. Still,
if they win the next $44. If they win the next two games and he outplays Love and Goff, who are above him in MVP odds, right? Mm-hmm. And the Eagles are, at that point, the number one seed in the NFC. He'll have wins over Stafford, Baker, Goff, Love, and Mahomes.
The slow start's going to hurt him.
I don't think I'll put it this way. If they win the next two games and he's the biggest reason why, right? Like another six touchdowns throwing and 250 yards a game, he's going to be right there as the favorite to win it. I mean, they're going to be 8-2. He's going to have the numbers comparable to everyone else. I feel like this is the way this is going. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls and all that. But, Hugh, yesterday Howie Roseman made a trade we need to discuss. So the Eagles yesterday acquired Michael Carter II, corner from the New York Jets. Now, he has been primarily a slot corner. This is his fifth year in the NFL, drafted in 2021 by Joe Douglas. Remember, came back to the Eagles. He's now part of the front office. I'm sure that was part of the evaluation. A couple years ago, the Jets made him one of the higher-paid nickel corners in the NFL. And lately, though, he's been banged up, including a concussion this year, kept him out of a few games. He came back last week. Hugh, your first thought when you heard the news, Eagles trade for Michael Carter. They give up John Mechie, and they swap the 6th and 7th round pick. So it's basically Mechie, who is nothing more than a depth piece of wide receiver here, for Michael Carter.
So first thing jumped out to me, slot corner. So he's a specialist, in a sense. So now you've shored up a position that we were talking about early in training camp, when whether or not Cooper DeJean was going to do that. And on top of that, we saw Cooper DeJean slide out to one of those corner spots early in the season. I think that they're looking at it like this. We're going to let Cooper play corner and let the other guy that we got play the slot. And let's go ball, because you haven't been getting the production that you wanted from that position. Because we got Ja'Cory Bennett too, right? He's still a little banged up, right?
So they activated his practice window. So he could come back, you know, I'm guessing the Green Bay game.
Yeah, but I would think that going into this, if Cooper's not the starter, he's your plan A and B. Like he's probably the front runner in the clubhouse to get the job.
So
if Ja'Cory Bennett is not up to speed.
Yeah, I think your read on it, like what Michael Carter could do for the Eagles, is probably accurate. Michael Carter has played, of his 2,600 snaps in the NFL, over 2,200 of them have been in the slot. I mean, he's a slot corner. Let's hear Baldy. Baldy was on the afternoon show yesterday, right as the news broke that the Eagles traded for Michael Carter. Here's what he said.
I've never seen him play outside. He's been a slot corner the whole time he's been there. Joe Douglas drafted him when he was the GM of the Jets. He's been the slot corner. He got injured this year, and I don't know if he lost his job, but they traded for this kid, Jarvis Brownlee, and he's been playing really good, so maybe he was expendable. He's been a pretty good player. I mean, he was one of the starting corners for the last 2 years.
So the fact that he is a slot corner, Hugh, is really interesting from a couple perspectives. One, they have wanted to keep Cooper inside. I know you're right that they've moved Cooper a little bit more to outside, like in base defense. But listen, this was Vic Fangio just, 2 days ago? He was asked about Cooper, and this is before the trade happened. Listen to what he said about Cooper and kind of how he sees him and where he wants to play him.
I don't think everybody was sure, was he a first-round corner, second-round corner, third-round corner. I don't think the league as a whole had a feel for his versatility because he didn't play it in college. And, you know, he's really a damn good nickel, probably one of the best nickels in the league. And we're playing him at corner in the base. He could play safety if we needed him to. He's a defensive back, but really he's just a good football player.
Did you consider having him full-time on the outside?
We considered it, yeah. But, you know, when you have one of the better players at a certain position, and it's an important position where you get involved more, you hate to take a really good player at one position to maybe not be as good a player or impactful of a player at another position. But it's definitely something that we've talked about.
You know, Vic Fangio's honesty, Hugh, is why one of the reasons we all like him. Obviously, he's a great defensive coordinator, but he's also fun to listen to because he shoots straight, right? Every time he's asked a question. Now, this is before they acquired Michael Carter, but he just said you would hate to take a player off a position he's great at and move him to one he's probably not going to be as great at. That, I mean, those are Vic. I'm paraphrasing, but that's exactly what we just heard from Vic Fangio. Cooper DeJean is a great slot corner, and he would hate to take him off there to put him in a position where he probably wouldn't be as great. Hugh, I don't mind the trade for Michael Carter. They didn't give up much. It's a late-round pick swap. It's John Mechie. Mm-hmm. I don't love the idea, though, of taking Cooper DeJean out of slot. He has excelled there. I think he's been the best nickel corner in pro football since he took the field last year. And I don't love the idea of just putting him on the outside and say, go cover these great outside receivers.
Can I help you out with that a little
go
bit?
Go ahead.
To give you a little bit of different perspective? Yeah. He's the absolute best slot corner that we have, right?
Yes, even with Michael Carter here, I still think he would be, yeah.
And he's the best corner that we have on the roster.
Other than Quinion?
Yeah, on the other side.
So you're saying he's our second best outside corner, too?
Yes. Like, when I hear Vic say that, I think he's talking about his football acumen, number one. His athletic ability his acumen and his athletic ability are kind of like right there. I feel like that's what he's saying. And he feels comfortable enough to know that Cooper will go out there. He might get beat on some plays, but he feels more comfortable with him running the defense and asking him to do certain things than he does anybody else. Does that make you feel better?
No. I mean, you tried. I mean, I don't – look, I would love to be dead wrong on this, and he's an excellent outside corner. I think he's a slot corner. I think he's a slot corner slash a safety. He's a physical player. He's a tackler. Do you think for a full game, big game, playoffs, Puka Nacua, Davante Adams,
I like
Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
With everybody on the rock. This is what I'm trying to tell you, Joe.
I don't think he can cover those guys for four quarters.
With everybody on the roster right now at that position, he's your best bet at that position.
But does that mean he's a championship bet? Or is he just the best of all? I mean, we have Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson. I mean, we're down the street from Delaware. We could find a blue hen that might be better at outside corner. Come on. We got – that's the weakness of the defense, right? Outside corner.
Yeah.
So saying Cooper is the best option, maybe that you're probably right. I don't disagree with you. I'm sure he'd be better than Kelee Ringo and Adoree. But I guess I was hoping over the next few days Howie traded for a real outside corner. I'm like, what are we laughing at?
The way you said.
Well, that's what I. He's like, a guy that's playing well in the NFL.
A real outside corner. I think
did I say it in a way that wasn't understandable? I mean, a guy that's played it in the NFL.
I think you're sliding Cooper a little bit. I really do.
Well, hold on.
I mean, I know that the matchups are going to be different, and now you're in a position where the offense is going to try to get more favorable matchups. But I think his body type and the way that he plays, and he's not slow, and his athleticism, I think he'll do well there. And you got to think too, Joe, for him, I think the biggest learning curve is just going to be to know that, you know, he's going to probably be out there on the island. He has more space that he's going to have to work in.
So you may hear it as me sliding Coop. That's not what I mean by saying. I just think certain guys play certain positions, and that's their position. You put them somewhere else, I don't think they're going to be as good. That's the nature of football in a lot of ways. But hasn't the NFL told us for a year plus Cooper DeJean is not an outside corner? Why wasn't he a first-round pick? We all know how good of a football player he is, right? He was a productive player at Iowa. He's been a great NFL player so far. Why wasn't he a first-round pick, Hugh? Because I think teams viewed it as he's not an outside corner, and you don't draft – you don't.
Let me tell you what I really think.
Yeah, I think you don't draft slot corners in the first round. So they said, I can't take a slot or a safety in the first round, and he fell to the second.
I think that a lot of teams didn't want him because he was a white corner. I think that he checked all the boxes. And because he was a white corner, they kind of shied away.
But a white corner that plays inside.
Yeah, but he can play. He's an athlete.
I know that.
And I think that, and even Vic kind of said it, Vic Fangio said it in the press conference. He said he don't think that the NFL knew exactly what he was or his skill set.
And I still think that there's some still versatility. I mean, maybe he plays safety when his career goes on. But even this year, Vic has told us he's not an outside corner. Think about how bad Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson have been.
You know what I think happened?
And we only play Cooper outside 20% of the time in base? Like, Vic sees what we see, and he's still keeping him inside.
No, you know what I think happened? And you might be right, but I look at it a different way. I feel like what happened in that situation was this. You're trying to give those other guys opportunities to show what they can do to try to grow into the position.
Yeah.
Because Kelee Ringo was the designated starter when we all started this. And then he fell off. And then you went and got Jakorian Bennett, and he got hurt. So now you're in a position where, and we talked about this, you might be weakened in one position, but it's your best bet to win football games because he's your smartest guy out there. He's your most athletic, and he's your most adept to doing what you're asking him to do at that corner position, because the rest of those guys just can't get it. What was the biggest thing we talked about with Akili? He has the skills. He just doesn't tackle.
Yeah.
He does not have good football awareness.
Yeah.
So it's like you look at it like you're weakening your position, but I look at it like this. You're getting somebody that can play the slot and has been real productive at the slot.
Look, the Eagles got more depth yesterday. The trade is fine, and it could turn out to be a good one. If Carter plays the way he did a couple years ago with the Jets, it adds another good player in the secondary. I don't love the idea of moving Cooper off of nickel. I want to keep him there, and I would hope that Howie is still in the market for a real outside corner by the time we get to Tuesday's trade deadline. Kai, what'd you think of the trade yesterday? Michael Carter II and what it means for Cooper?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Like, to me, it should just end up being a depth piece. Like, I don't...
Behind Cooper.
Yeah, I don't... Because I don't want to kick Cooper out to the slot either. I think you don't want to ruin something that works. And, I mean, you could end up, by moving Cooper outside, you could weaken two positions in the secondary as opposed to just having one weaker one. And, I mean, look, I know they're about to play some tough wide receivers coming up, but, like, some of these teams have pretty good tight ends, too, that
sure
we're about
do.
To play.
LaPorta, Tucker Kraft.
LaPorta,
yeah.
Ferguson, yeah. And then Bowers with the Raiders, too. Like, so, I don't know. It feels like you, like I said, you could potentially ruin two positions where... I'm kind of with you in that I still think at the trade deadline, if they get an opportunity to get a good, solid outside cornerback, they have to go do that.
Yeah, it also struck me, Hugh, it was 2 days after Fangio said he would hate to take him off the slot, Howie goes and trades for a slot corner. I mean, it does speak to maybe that was a little misdirection by Vic. Maybe he's not telling us the full truth, though he usually does. Or maybe it is just a depth piece. Maybe he's not coming here to play much. Maybe he's just going to be behind Cooper DeJean. I'm wondering where it comes down to this. Are you open good with moving Cooper DeJean out of the slot? I don't want to do it. I think he is a slot corner and the best one in the NFL. I want to keep him there. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on that. And, of course, Jalen Hurts, is he a smart bet to win the NFL MVP? I think right now, for the first time since 2022, he's checking every box. The narrative, the record, the statistics. And it's unlike last year. He's not being carried. It's more of him carrying this thing than the other way around. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Klondike Cates Day, man.
It is a Klondike Cates Day. What's up, Chris?
Hey, quick shout-out to Low T. Did a great job filling in for you yesterday, Joe. So just wanted to give him some kudos there. Guys, Jalen is definitely fighting the uphill battle for MVP here. Like the Honorable Hugh, who's speaking facts and wisdom and making the proper judgment on this case.
Is this a joker?
He's trying to tell you, Jalen, Ice, but you just don't listen. You got two ears on your head. Open them and listen. All right. As long as AJ's here and Saquon Barkley's healthy, you know, he's got a shot. And all the Jalenites are going to get mad, but you know what? He is proven to us year after year. He does not have a track record of success when he doesn't have his stars. Now, anyone who wants to point back to last week, I'll remind you, just like you told us, the Giants were a tomato can. They got one of the worst defenses out there in the secondary. So they don't, one game doesn't make a career, okay? And, you know, I'd love, and I'm hoping that he can evolve to be like Baker, who is playing at an MVP level, even without his stars. You know, I hope that's him. But this other nonsense that I'm hearing about Daniel Jones, listen, Daniel Jones is not a great quarterback. Daniel Jones is the Brock Purdy of a few years ago. He's just following the Jalen Hurts model. He's turning around and handing the ball off, and he's not throwing picks. That's what's making Jalen Hurts good. And as far as this Carter thing, I love this. How he goes and gets a guy, and what is Vic say? Vic's like, I don't care. Vic's going to play him and do whatever Vic wants to do. So I see Carter possibly coming in and playing a little nickel, but that's only when Vic wants to put him on the outside. You also got to remember, Coop is dominant inside because he's a great tackler.
Yes.
And he also is a good blitzer. So putting him the outside kind of is not necessarily the right thing. And, guys, I'm going to leave you on the way out the door with this. Got recommendations for you on drinks there. Hugh, get the Caramel Apple Delight. You'll appreciate it. Joe, Candy Corn Martini. I don't know why. Just candy corn seems to fit and work with you.
But nothing says Sports Talk Radio like a martini while you're doing
Judge
it. I agree.
Judge Douglas, you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Maybe I lost you in your phone. Since you have a short drive home, gives you plenty of time to stop on the way home and get some candy for the kids. I'll be there shortly with that.
I'm not giving them cans.
Chris, appreciate it, buddy. We'll see you here. I know you have to stop for candy for the kids.
I'm not giving the kids candy.
The only thing.
They're not my kids.
There's been a lot of pushback on this radio station for the last 2 days.
I'm not tricking you. Don't come to my house. The light will be off and I will not answer.
So Jack Fritz is getting roasted for giving out organic candy, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what's worse than organic gummy bears?
No gummy bears.
No candy from Hugh Douglas. Just put the bucket out for the kids.
I'm not putting nothing. No, can't. Don't come to my house. Don't knock on the door.
Everyone go to Hugh's house.
No.
And if you know where Hugh lives, I highly recommend.
And you know
just
what?
Get some candy for the kids.
I will sit in my window with a bucket of candy, eating it myself, laughing at the children.
I hope they TP your
house. If you come to my house, a hearty laugh. I will laugh a hearty laugh.
They're going to egg your house. Yeah. They're going to egg your house.
It's man, mischief night, Hugh. You better be careful.
Hold on.
You're inviting
kids.
Mischief.
Get too fast.
Hey, I got my Ray Boos all day. Better not let me catch you. That's all I got to say.
So, you're going to be slipping and sliding.
Was Chris's call a pro Hurts MVP call? I was so confused by that.
No. I think it was an anti-Hurts MVP call, but he just was more mad at Hugh for the Daniel Jones take than anything had to do with Hurts.
See, because I'm looking at this thing like you should be looking at it. These are story. What drives the NFL every year? Storyline.
Yeah, but narratives don't always win. I mean, hold on. Last year the story was Saquon. He didn't win the MVP. The story doesn't always win the MVP. I agree with you, Daniel Jones on the
because
Colts
he was a running back.
Yeah.
If Saquon Barkley, I guarantee you, if Saquon Barkley was Daniel Jones, he would have won the MVP.
But when was the last time an out-of-nowhere quarterback that was once bad won the MVP? That doesn't really happen either.
He's going to win comeback player of the year or something.
He's going to get that, and he'll probably get MVP if they go to the playoffs.
Well, they're going to go to the playoffs.
And if they go deep in the playoffs.
Well, but the voting's done when the season ends.
Well, I think he's going to be the guy because here's the storyline. It was an anomaly the first couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, they're good. They're legitimately good.
And then it became – the Giants are idiots. And y'all got to remember this, too. This is off the heels of that riveting, NFL Films, the Hard Knock stuff that they did, where they looked like idiots. The Giants looked like idiots, y'all. Y'all tend to forget that. And guess what? They look like even bigger idiots now when you have Brian Daboll last week.
But the voters aren't voting based on the Giants' ineptitude.
Okay, I'm trying to tell you, but that's the storyline.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
it's bigger news now, but they definitely.
Well, so what Chris said about he threw four touchdowns and it was against the Giants. MVP seasons often have games or stretches where they rack up numbers against bad teams. Like, that's how it happens.
Also, the Eagles, when it's all said and done, we will look back and say they had one of the most difficult schedules in the NFL. I mean, that's...
We talked about that when the season started.
Right, but that's that helps Jalen Hurts, right? Yeah. If Jalen Hurts ends the season with 38 touchdown passes, or 38 touchdowns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Five picks or four picks. They have 13 wins, and they're the one seed. He's going to finish top five in MVP voting. Yeah. I guarantee that.
Like, you don't think Josh Allen last year like had the four touchdown game against the Jaguars in the beginning of the season? Like, that's how you rack up those kind of numbers.
It's baked in, right? It happens. And by the way, the Baker thing, Baker's fallen backwards the last few weeks, guys. I know Baker's, he's a guy that I think you look at and you say, wow, he's done a lot and he's revived his career. Jalen Hurts this year has a higher completion percentage, more pass yards per attempt. He has more passing touchdowns. He has fewer interceptions, better rating. He's surpassed Baker the last couple weeks. 215-592-9490 for this segment brought to you by Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find the perfect mattress. All right, let's grab Tim in Warminster. What's up, Tim?
You there, guys?
Yes, Tim. What's up, pal?
Yeah. What's going on, fellas? Yeah, Joe, I could not agree with you more, man. You got to keep Cooper in the slot. Not only is he the best slot corner in the league, he's probably one of the best, if not the best, tackling corners in the league. And you move him outside, you lose all that. You lose all those backfield tackles, all those tackles on the running backs, tight ends. You take his physicality out of the game. And if you put him outside, he's just going to be running down the field with wide receivers. And I think that's a big, big minus for this team.
Yeah, Tim, I agree with you. And to me, it's not so much can he handle it. Like, I don't think he'd be terrible outside. Do I think he'd be great? Probably not. I don't know if he has the twitchiness and to be able to move quickly like, some of the outside corners like Quinyon. But it's what you said. We'd be losing the best part of what he does. I just think they right. found something last year in him in the slot that is rare. Like, he's a guy that can cover inside receivers, cover tight ends, like Kyle was saying, but also tackle. Tim, I think he gives them a lot of their physicality on defense. I don't want to lose that.
I don't want to lose it either. That's what I mean. I mean, you take him out of the slot, look, how many tackles does Quinyon Mitchell make a game? Not many,
Right.
And then so you lose all that. And I'm sure this guy Carter is not as good tackling wise as Coop. So that's all I want to say.
Yeah, Tim, good phone call. Man, look, it's I don't mind the trade yesterday. They didn't give up much. I just, if this is to put Cooper outside full time, it feels to me more like desperation than it does an answer to the defense. It doesn't feel like Cooper DeJean outside is the way to go win the Super Bowl.
I feel like it's your best option right now.
And
I think
that sounds like hoping.
Well, it might be.
Yeah, I mean,
Joe, I mean,
because
you still, I think it's one of those things where you still have to think about the future, and you don't want to give up none of the draft picks.
We're trying to win a Super Bowl.
No,
or are we building for the future?
We are trying to win a Super Bowl, and I think that the way that this team is going, it still has the potential to. Who in the NFC outside the Detroit Lions looks like they're world beaters?
Well, Green Bay.
Even Detroit don't even look like world beaters. Green Bay don't look like world beaters. I'm not as sold as
By the way,
Green Bay.
The line is out on the game.
What is it? The Eagles are not favored.
3-point underdogs.
Okay.
I mean,
I was wrong about that.
No, but look, the Eagles can compete the Packers. I'm not saying they are. They are. There's no. I agree with you. Anyone could be beat, but there's a lot of good teams. I want another corner.
Hugh yesterday, by the way, about the Lions.
Oh, I forgot to mention.
Trembling in fear about the Lions.
I forgot to mention off the jump. So we had TK who went over the top on the Sixers, right? Hugh put Snoop Huntley in his top 10 quarterbacks, top two, right? And then Detroit Douglas, is that what came out yesterday?
You know what?
Yep.
Out of all the people that could ridicule me about that take, you are not one
of
them.
That was last year. I haven't been to Detroit Joe this year. Motor City Hugh over here.
You are not one.
215-592-9490. For more of your phone calls coming up, is Jalen Hurts a smart bet to win the MVP? I think he is. I think he's about to check every box MVP candidates check. Your phone calls were live at Klondike Cates, and you can react to the trade. Michael Carter to the Eagles. Are you okay with moving Cooper DeJean to the outside? I'm not. Hugh is. Where do you come down? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football's in full swing, and let's be real, people. There's no better place to bet than with my friends at Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across strays, parlays, and same game parlays across any first half injury. Some books protect your bet from just the first quarter, and some do nothing at all. But not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up your parlay. That means if your player gets injured in the first half, your bet will play on with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in Fanatics Sportsbook app. Oh, and did I mention, the payout speed is lightning quick, too. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits are different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.